Well, you want it, you got it. Dr. Joel Wallach, one of the top researchers in his field, joins us. He is a true trailblazer. He doesn't like talking about himself, but I'm going to make him do it. I'm going to put him on the spot. He has defeated the FDA repeatedly. I've had other researchers and news people on, and they've said, you didn't know Wallach's the guy that helped sue and get law put in place to defend the right to buy vitamins, minerals, and things? I mean, I knew about that famous ruling and that act, but I didn't know that Wallach was involved. Went and looked it up, sure enough. I didn't know all this about Wallach. I worked for a large animal vet several summers and then part of a year. I also worked for a small animal vet before that. And so I knew all about that. When winter's coming, they'd say, put them on these minerals. Okay, they're starting to calve, put them on these. You'll get birth defects. You'll get miscarriages. So for me, that was really common sense. But he is a veterinarian. He's also a doctor for humans as well. And I already went over his bio on the radio today. But I wanted to get him back on and talk about the victories he's had, because we talk about victories with this big government takeover of healthcare defeat. And also then how he made the discovery and accelerated the knowledge that was there on minerals about what plants need a couple, we need 60, and then what the 90 for life is, why you need those trace elements that some would say are poisonous, and how they have to be properly delivered. We're going to go over all that with him today and talk about his plan that he's written about for years to defeat the socialist healthcare if they got it in place. In fact, a few times ago I had him on, he said, I think they're going to rule in favor of it. We need to talk about defeating it, but I moved on. So we're going to talk about all those subjects. By the way, when you look at him, and if you see him in videos on stage, it's even more pronounced, he looks like somebody who's healthy, who's 60, 65, maybe tops. Dr. Wallach is 73 years old. And there he is on screen, and he is a truthaholic like I am, travels all over the country and the world, Australia, you name it, exposing what's happening, and we've got to get healthy. I'm just starting my journey and had dramatic effects with Youngevity and InfoWarsTeam.com last year. Aaron Dykes has lost 92 pounds, as you know. I've been so busy, I haven't even produced pieces showing that yet, but you've seen Aaron on the show. You've seen him host the show, 92 pounds. Now he's in the building muscle phase. It's incredible, but I'm ranting. Enough of my endorsement. The reason we're talking about this is not just because it helps fund our news organization and the other Liberty projects we're involved in, what we do with InfoWarsTeam.com, but it's also about a revolution against these tyrants and trying to get as healthy as we can so that they just can't sit there and poison us and then use all these deficiencies to control us and make us weak and sell us treatments, not cures, but treatments for things that they've helped engineer and cause. And it's also a business opportunity for info warriors out there who are already in sales or already have news websites, who are already involved in other things. You can become a distributor with InfoWars and work with our team. The phone number's there. You can also pay $10 and kind of like Costco signing up to get discounts. We've got a free shipping deal there when you qualify with AutoShip at InfoWarsTeam.com. But I'm done ranting. That's not why Dr. Wallach is here today. But every time I get him on about something, I start saying, by the way, we've got a big part of the solution here, beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Rebound. We've also, in fact, I just called Dews. I forgot to bring these in here. Dews got what's part of the Alex Packs, what they call it, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the Longevity, Osteo FX, and some of the other products are absolutely essential. But enough of that. Dr. Wallach, tell us about your victories, your awakening, what you've done. And then I want you to get into what this big healthcare ruling means and what we're facing with this medical mafia run by the big insurance companies.
Well, thank you so much for all the kind words, Alex. And again, kind of following up on our show earlier today, the Flexner Report back in 1914 set all this in motion. This is when the government began to take over medical care. This is where the big corporations like the Rockefellers actually took over medical care. They started funding all the big universities that were using the pharmaceuticals that were made from petroleum. And they didn't do anything directly to the herbal medical schools or the homeopathic medical schools. They just didn't fund them. And students, being students, they went to the to the schools that had all the money and all the cute gizmos and were getting grants and so forth. And so these other schools kind of dried up. Well, that was a huge mistake from the standpoint of American health, because the pharmaceutical industry, insurance came along not too long after that. And that combination of the pharmaceutical industry, which with the exception of antibiotics, Alex, most people don't know this, with the exception of antibiotics, which can cure a throat or gangrene in your leg, bacterial pneumonia, with the exception of antibiotics, there is not a single drug out there that cures any disease. All other pharmaceuticals, all other drugs, over-the-counter and prescription, only treat symptoms, with the exception of antibiotics. There's no law requiring a doctor to cure you, Alex, when you're sick, even if there's a cure available. And so it's incumbent, it's actually our responsibility to know these things like grandma used to know. So this is why my wife and I wrote all these books, was to try and get the information out. We actually sued the FDA out of our own pocket 8 times in federal court. We prevailed all 8 times. And many of them had to do with birth defects of things like folic acid, preventing spina bifida and other neurotube defects. We'd known that in the animal
industry. By the way, I looked this up when I heard this a few years ago, but I didn't look it all up. I looked up more now. It's all true. You're one of the only people to ever beat them, and you beat them over and over again. So much of the health freedom we have today is because you took action.
Well, that's true, and I thank you for bringing that up. Again, I appreciate your support on that. We never ask anybody for any money, but it was just kind of the right thing to do. And we knew we could prevail in federal court. Most other people were afraid of repercussions. They say, well, the government's going to go after you if you do that. And I said, well, you know, let them come. What are you going to do, put me in jail? I mean, what else can they do? And so I guess they could take shots at me. But this was so terrible that all these kids were being born with these birth defects like spina bifida, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, heart defects, missing limbs, hernias, every kind of facial thing you can think of, cleft palate, cleft lip. These are totally preventable. Cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, both of those are not only preventable, Alex, but are even fixable after the baby's born. In fact, I received an award last year in 2011, an international award for discovering the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis, actually discovered it 35 years ago. It's actually a little belated reward, if you would, recognition, but I finally got it out there. We're going to have a lot more coming up here, so the general public will realize we can actually prevent and reverse cystic fibrosis. We're actually able to reverse the genetic markers, so we know it's not a genetic disease.
By the way, I want to just interrupt. I said I wasn't, because I was saying Paraguay, Uruguay. I always get them confused. It was Paraguay. My dad goes down to Belize. He goes down to Central South America once a year as part of a group he's with to give free health care. Mm-hmm. Because that's what doctors, as you know, that's not something special nowadays, even though people don't do it, that you were taught in medicine to do it. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. Mm-hmm. And when he was down for the first time ever in what they call the Green Hell, Paraguay, he was down there in the landlocked country. And the Amish are the only ones that built the country up in the north. They turned the desert green. But they have found and discovered, and like the one of the main leaders is of the country who's Amish has discovered that the children were becoming, you know, being born mentally retarded or being born with deformities because they didn't have minerals. And they've got these little clinics where they just give them mineral packs, and suddenly it's reversing that. So sure, you've helped discover this, foster so much of it, but it turns out all over the world this is a revolution where people are discovering that, well, it's like China, finding out their peasants, so many of them were having deformities or birth defects because they weren't getting minerals. I mean, this is hiding in plain view is my point, because my dad, about a year and a half ago, he's like, minerals, I got the minerals I need. Yeah, I know there's some deficiencies, but I grow stuff in the garden. Now, I don't need that longevity stuff. My mom started taking it and had big results. But then he went down to Paraguay, or Uruguay. What's the landlocked one? It was Paraguay. He was there when the guy threw the hand grenade in at the soccer game and blew people up. My dad actually saw that. It was in the BBC. He told me about it when he got back. I went and looked it up, and there it was. But the point is, he was down there and witnessed this for himself. And they found out, they said, oh, all these street children, they're mentally retarded because they've been sniffing glue. Turned out that wasn't what it was. They weren't getting minerals.
That's exactly right, Alex. Your dad's a very shrewd observer, and I'm sure that was genetically passed on to you. And of course, muscular dystrophy is another one. And here's a case, and I actually had this confirmed 2 days ago. My theory was that we've been sending Jerry Lewis for 2 years emails and hard copy of the kids we're curing of muscular dystrophy. And last year, Jerry Lewis was not the host on the telethon for the first time in 22 years. Nobody said anything. It's just, Jerry's not here, that's it. He was literally sent on a cruise, so nobody could ask him anything. And he said, oh, he's sick. Well, no, even on a deathbed, he'd be saying, take care of Jerry's kids, right? And it turns out that they fired him because he brought all my data to the medical committee, and they said, hey, Jerry, this is just months before the telethon. And we won't make any money if people realize there's a cure, so you're fired. They fired Jerry Lewis because he brought the medical committee my data, and they just made a clean sweep. They fired everybody in the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation who is loyal to Jerry Lewis just in the last couple of months. And this year, they're only going to have a two-hour telethon instead of a 24-hour telethon, and it's all going to be pre-recorded so nobody can interrupt it.
By the way, this is a big news story, and I have no doubt it's true, but I mean, how did you learn about this? Because we need to get a story out on this.
Okay. Well, I actually theorized that because we had been sending him all this data, and his personal assistant said how wonderful this was, and Jerry was excited, and I said, look, we're not looking for any money from the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. We were looking for just Jerry, give him the opportunity to make the announcement. After all, you know, everybody in their own mind knows that muscular dystrophy kids are Jerry's kids. And I thought it was only fair, even though we had made the discovery, we thought it was only fair with all the efforts he'd put forth for 22 years, it was only fair that he was given the opportunity to make the announcement that the cure had been found. And so we'd been sending him all this data, and then suddenly he's fired. And so it had to have, so I guessed it. Well, just a couple of days ago, I called his personal assistant and asked, I said, okay, I'm theorizing this. I've been saying this. This is my belief over the years. And she said, yes, you're quite correct. And she was the one who volunteered that the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation had fired all of supporters at the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. If they even looked like they liked Jerry Lewis, they fired them all. And the telephone.
Wow. Wait a minute. You noticed that you were in contact, giving him info. He was suddenly gone. Yes. You called her back, and she confirmed that.
That's correct.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so I've talked to her many times. I've probably talked to her a dozen times over the last year, again saying, look, we're not looking for any money from the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. We just want to give Jerry the opportunity because we're going to have a huge announcement coming out here in a couple of months. Cystic fibrosis announcements are coming out as we speak very quickly in the next couple of days. We know the cause, prevention, cure. We've actually known it for 35 years, but I'm starting to get the reversal of the genetic markers, so there's no doubt about it. And these are independent hospitals on hospital letterhead. They're freaking out because they couldn't believe it was possible, and they retested it, and the retests were better than the original test. And so they're very excited about this. That's for cystic fibrosis. Now, muscular dystrophy is the same thing. And even kids who've been in wheelchairs for 20 years, they get up and walk. Kids who have had it for 2 or 3 or 4 years who can't stand up longer than a minute or two, they fall down, are now playing basketball, and they'll knock you down to make a point.
But that's just like scurvy. I was even reading in mainland literature that a lot of times the hospitals won't test for nutritional deficiencies. Your teeth are falling out. Your skin's falling apart. They don't ask, hey, you're drinking nothing but Coca-Colas and eating Doritos all day or eating Cheetos. You're starving to death. It's not. Explain empty calories versus nutrients.
Well, empty calories, as you point out, Alex, are like bread and grain that's actually grown in soil that only has three minerals. And as you pointed out earlier, plants only need three minerals, magnesium, phosphorus, and potassium. Everything else the plant needs, they get from the air and they get from the sun's energy. Everything else they need, it's amazing that plants are able to do this. And so we need 60. So if you're eating a pretty good slice of organically grown bread that's multigrain bread, you could be 57 minerals short. Because the plant only needs three, and you can't tell by looking at it whether it has 3 or 18 or 12 or 10 or 6 or 20 or 40. You can't tell by looking at it because it only needs three. We need 60. And so we're, you know, medical doctors only have 30 minutes of nutritional training and 14 years of medical school, and they don't get a test on it. So most of the time they're off in the bathroom smoking pot when that 30 minutes is given because they know they're not going to get tested on it. And then they teach dietitians and nutritionists what they know about nutrition. So 50% of nothing is not much. Where in veterinary medicine, nutrition is everything because we don't have insurance. And that's the reason why we've cured 900 different diseases in animals. Think about it, Alex. 60 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old. Today, an old dog is 25. We've eliminated 900 different diseases in dogs that still plague humans. We've eliminated every birth defect you can name by putting all these vitamins and minerals in
the
dog.
Oh, let me stop you. I bought, because I saw that we had this, so we went to the vet the next time, one time to the vet, the other time to the Pet Smart place. None of the toothpaste for dogs had sodium fluoride in it, and I meant to bring that today and show you. Well, why don't we need the poison sodium fluoride for dogs?
Because, a dog only needs about 300 micrograms, about a third of a milligram of fluoride to keep his bones hard. We only need 1 milligram. Well, between what the government puts in the water, between what you find in toothpaste and mouthwash, the dentist paint the kid's teeth with it, and you might get a little bit if you're lucky or unlucky, depending on how you look at it, get some natural fluoride out of your own drinking water, you could wind up with 25 milligrams of fluoride, which, again, can be, in fact, toxic. And so we're just getting too much of a good thing in that case. You only need 1 milligram to have healthy bones and teeth. And we know that in dogs. We control everything in dogs where we don't control everything in humans.
That's my next question. Some of the products, and I've noticed some of the other elite products out there as well, not just longevity, have tiny amounts of arsenic in things. And again, I hate to talk about my dad, but I remember when, going back like 15 years ago, I'd be talking about fluoride and arsenic in the water. And he'd say, there's too much of it, but you need some of that or you die. And he'd explain how for chemical processes or to even be able to upload, to use a layman term, all the vitamins and minerals are together, that those trace elements somehow allow the unlocking of it or the bridging of the use and cell function. Now I know you're an expert in this, did the tens of thousands of autopsies over a decade, for the federal government in animal testing and in zoological specimens that have died. So explain to me in scientific terms what I just said. Is that accurate? Or explain why some of the products do have very small amounts of things that people would call toxic.
Well, actually, arsenic we've known is an essential nutrient, just like calcium and copper and zinc and phosphorus. We've known it since 1947. It actually prevents certain types of leukemia, can actually cure. Arsenic can cure certain types of leukemia because leukemia is an arsenic deficiency. And then you have something like cadmium, which is thought of to be toxic, yet it actually can take the place of zinc. There's 50,000 zinc-dependent enzymes that work in your body every second as we're alive. And if you're deficient in zinc, you should be happy that there's cadmium in our products because it takes the place, fully takes the place of zinc when it's missing and will actually activate the zinc-dependent enzymes. Then people all get all freaked out about aluminum because it was terribly incorrect study that was done on aluminum when they said aluminum has something to do with Alzheimer's disease. Aluminum has nothing to do with Alzheimer's disease, but that false report came out from a very bad study where they were taking slices of human brain that had Alzheimer's disease, and they put the slices on an aluminum tray and they put them in an acid stain to stain the cells. Well, the acid stain took the aluminum out of the tray and impregnated the brain tissue with it. So when they tested the brain tissue, it had lots of aluminum. Oh, there is the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Well, then 2 weeks later, a very clever Frenchman took that same, very same brain, took similar slices from the same brain with Alzheimer's disease, put it on a glass tray, and there was no aluminum in there. And they came out and said that was an incorrect report, but everybody got
Dr. Blaylock, who, as you know, is a top retired brain surgeon, developed many of the surgeries. He's concurred with some of the analysis you've had. He says it is a continually inflamed brain from all the toxins, chemicals, MSG, but more importantly, the statin drugs literally are disintegrating the brain. That's what he says. What do you say?
I say he's exactly correct. I've been saying this since 1971, Alex. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. You get put on a cholesterol-restricted diet. You're eating egg beaters instead of eggs. You're eating boneless, skinless chicken breast. You're eating tofu instead of red meat. You're eating margarine instead of butter and cream. You're getting on cholesterol-restricted cholesterol-lowering drugs like statin drugs. You're going to get Alzheimer's disease as sure as there's gravity. And so every baby boomer who's born between 1946 and 1964 will get Alzheimer's disease if they don't get off of statin drugs today.
We know in the last 10,000 years, the human CC size of the cranium gets bigger and bigger as we move from being agrarians to eating meat. That's why our brain's gotten bigger. We're a meat-eating creature.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, that's what this, I mean, correct me from the anthropology and the archaeology. And so now we're taking that out of our diet. Well, our brain's going to disintegrate. It needs it.
Well, you're exactly right. And that's why we have Alzheimer's disease, because 75% of our brain weight, Alex, is myelin, this white matter of the brain, the insulation material of the brain. And myelin is almost 100%. It's like 99.9% cholesterol. So you don't have the raw materials in a cholesterol-restricted diet. And when you're taking statin drugs, you don't have enough raw material just to maintain your brain.
An oil-based electrochemical computer. I mean, that's our brain.
Well, that's what doctors want you to believe, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, they're talking about, and people think I'm joking, folks, pull this up. They want to put statins in the water and make three-year-olds take it now. And now let's move to government-run healthcare. In my gut, not just intellectually, I've never been more horrified. The IRS is going to enforce this as a tax to the insurance companies, hospitals, and doctors. They say that in their own words.
That is correct. And you know that they've hired like 7,500 new IRS agents to deal with Medicare and Medicaid and to deal with the money coming in, all this new money coming in from the affordable health care thing, a.k.a. Obamacare. This is going to be the biggest hit on the middle class since the Great Depression. It's going to be awful. And what scares me, Alex, is there's not a single thing they're doing in all this change in the medical care that does anything for the patient. All it does is tax people to get money to pay the insurance companies and the doctors.
Take your Jerry Lewis thing, and I want you to continue. You never hear about find the cause of breast cancer exploding over 2,000%. It's always find the cure. That'd be like if people were getting shot in their homes at night, they'd say, find a way to cure bullet wounds instead of finding out who's shooting people in their beds.
Exactly the same. Very great analogy. Very well said. And of course, again, there's no law requiring doctors to cure you. And I think in the old days, before there was insurance, doctors, general practitioners, tended to be part of the family, part of the church community, and they really loved the people they were working with. They did everything they could to help them. Once insurance came on the scene, the primary motivation of the family practitioner and the primary care physician was to milk all of your insurance funds from your insurance policy. And once they couldn't get any more money from it, they said, well, medical science has done everything we can that we can't do anything for anymore, because they knew you couldn't pay them anymore. It's absolutely, somebody needs to go to jail over this, because doctors have actually spent their whole life learning how to get the money out of your insurance policy. Well, what I suggest is that people actually get a $5,000 deductible, a catastrophic care only health care insurance policy. It'll cost them, for a family of five, $100 a month, $5,000 deductible. Put $100 away every month, or $50 away every month, to build up that $5,000, and get on the 90 for life. Take our 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And like a dog, think about it, Alex. We only take a dog to a veterinarian once a year to get a rabies shot, because it's the law. And dogs live to be 25 years old, and they don't get macular degeneration, they don't get arthritis, they don't get heart disease, they don't get diabetes, unless you're feeding them table scraps and doing things that you're not supposed to be doing to them, and or they get hit by a car, maybe they have some trauma. The same thing would be true of people. I mean, I have not been to a doctor, with me being the patient for 64 years. I have never been on a prescription drug. If everybody was like me, Alex, doctors would be very humble. Insurance companies would be very humble, because nobody would be afraid of getting sick.
Well, all I know is the statistics. I mean, we lead the world wherever there's this new Western MD Rockefeller medicine in cancer, neurological disorders, degeneration of the bones, the list goes on and on, heart problems. I mean, the more health care we get, the more unhealthy we get. And I see the studies about how they have the worst food in a hospital. It's worse than McDonald's. I mean, I knew decades ago the Rockefellers, on record, took over this hospitals, made them tax-free, but to really profit. They don't teach doctors anymore. They're supposed to do a third of their care for free. They don't talk about charity care, so they want this government care. I mean, really, this is a medical tyranny, and it's the enemy. I mean, you can't get me near a hospital. Every week or so, someone I know or someone's wife or husband or one of the friends of my seven-year-old daughter who we'd been out with and been to sporting events with that our children were in, healthy guy, had a little bit of a back problem, went in to have a surgery, the MD told him, died of an infection. I mean, I was drinking coffee with this guy 3 weeks ago. They said, oh, I have a surgery. Dead. I mean, it's incredible. It's just, I am, well, there's one thing I'm scared of, that's a hospital.
Well, that was a cover article on this, let's see, the May issue of AARP Bulletin. He said the most dangerous place to be in America is in a hospital. And the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, came out in 1998, Alex, and said, and that's the federal agency that tracks these things, and they said that medical doctors infect 2 million patients each year in hospitals, of which 90,000 die. And that's because they wear the same white coat. They never wash their hands. They never wash their butts, probably, pardon me. They wear the same shoes, the same trousers, the same pantyhose from room to room to room without cleaning up. They drag pee and poop and pus and blood from room to room with all the viruses and bacteria. They transmit these 2 million infections, 90,000 deaths, and nobody goes to jail. They all get a walk. We treat pigs better in a barn because it's a federal requirement that you disinfect your boots before you go into the next pig pen.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. You put on new booties, because I've been in there, and you spray chemicals on your feet before you go to each. But, oh, you don't do this at a hospital, though. These are death pits. You know, my dad, whenever I broke my leg really bad and had to have surgery, he was so concerned and found the best hospital and was all concerned about stuff, and they still almost killed me. And, I mean, it's just these hospitals are nightmare facilities. And I read a lot that cancer, I know, is triggered by mineral deficiencies, but also viral. I mean, the viruses that hit you if you've got the mineral deficiency. It's also, I know, associated with hormonal tissues. But what's going on with all the vaccines as well assaulting us?
Well, the vaccines have a place when there's raging epidemics and 10,000 people are dying a day. It's worth the risk at that point to get a vaccination. Nobody should be getting flu vaccinations or childhood vaccinations today in industrialized nations like the United States. If they're fed well, they're getting their 90 essential nutrients. That supports their immune system. They practice good hygiene, wash their hands before they eat, wash themselves every day, keep their body count down to bugs. There's no need for vaccinations now. That was something that went along back 150, 200, 300 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, when vaccinations were actually first created. For smallpox is where the vaccinations were first created. Back in the African tribes thousands of years ago, and that was useful because their hygiene was terrible, their water was unclean. But because we have, from the standpoint of infectious organisms, our water is very good. Other problems, but from the standpoint of infectious organisms, it's germ-free. And so these epidemics are water-transmitted and food-transmitted epidemics. So if everything's clean, we don't need to have vaccinations.
That's right. As usual, you're dead on target from my own research, from all the mainline scientists I've had on. If you look at the Western world by the 20s and 30s, we've pulled these graphs up before, when they start getting indoor plumbing, when you're not throwing your crap out in the backyard, excuse my language, when all this is happening, you see all these infectious diseases go way down. Then the 40s come and 50s and vaccines, and infectious diseases actually go back up. Not like they were, but they go back up. And then I saw in California, they're like, we've got a force whooping cough shots. We had hundreds of cases. And then you go learn the statistics, 60%+ of the cases were people who were vaccinated, and the other cases were vectored by the vaccine. I mean, I saw where the Bill and Melinda Gates group vaccinated millions of kids for polio. They only had a few hundred cases a year in India still. And 46,000 got paralyzed. A bunch of them died. Excuse me, 47,000. I mean, whoa. And it's like, oh, well, it killed a bunch of them, but that's okay. And spread a weaponized polio. I mean, this is madness. And by the way, you mentioned AARP. My guys, yep. While you talk, type in what you say, because we fact check you as well, buddy.
And, that's right.
And they found AARP, it was worse than you said. Put it back up. Was it 1 in 7 going in the hospital are being killed by bad care, not by what they went in for? So, let's put that back up, because I'm going from memory. It was just up there a few minutes ago. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, it's not hype. They know most of it's mineral deficiencies. AARP. Hospitals, maybe the worst place to stay when you're sick. And yeah, scroll down some more. One study of Medicare patients found that 1 in 7 died or were harmed by their hospital care. I mean, there it is. Boom.
Yeah, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services came out in November of last year, and they said that medical doctors kill 15,000 Medicare patients in hospitals each month. And that included Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes and Dick Clark from American Bandstand. They both died of complications of, quote, minor outpatient medical procedures. It wasn't minor for them. It killed them.
Yeah, absolutely. One more thing, and I just realized this the last few months, and I always meant to say it, but haven't. Since I've been religiously taking moderate amounts of longevity, I just have never been somebody drinking shakes and drinking mixtures and taking pills, but I'm getting better at it. Since I did like 30% of the program, I used to have, just a year ago, allergies so bad that I had headaches so bad that I could hardly get out of bed during Austin's like the capital of allergies a few months out of the year. Now I sneeze a little, that's it. I mean, it's incredible what it's doing. What was happening, Dr. Wallach, with my allergies? What was the deficiency or what was happening that they were excruciating?
Well, there's multiple deficiencies that can actually make your body prone to allergies. And it could be everything from salt deficiencies, because salt is required to make stomach acid, and stomach acid is required for your digestive enzymes to work. And if you can't digest proteins down to the simplest of amino acids, you get large chains of amino acids called polypeptides absorbed. You get allergies to them. And when you start taking all these nutrients again, including sodium and chloride, it actually makes your digestion work better. You break these proteins down to the simplest of amino acids, and food allergies go away. And it can happen in weeks or months. It's just awesome what your body can do when you give it the raw materials, including sodium and chloride, two elements that are necessary for proper digestion and nerve transmission. And then you have deficiencies of things like selenium. Heart attacks, of course, and your defenses against all kinds of pollens, viruses, bacteria require selenium. Well, selenium is a wonderful thing that actually helps recycle glutathione, the most potent antioxidant your body makes. Makes your liver work better, your immune system, your spleen, all your lymph nodes work better. And you get a wonderful amount of selenium that's called selenomethionine, which is the perfect way to get selenium. Actually, the guy, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, the guy who discovered in 1957 that selenium is an essential nutrient, actually helped us formulate this, so we got the selenium perfect. And we're just so very excited about that being in there. And by getting all these things, there's actually 115 super juices in the Beyond Tangerine, Alex. 115 super juices, which give you the antioxidants, again, to support your immune system to fend off these allergens that you get from the air, from the dust, from water, from your food. And so once you get all these raw materials, your body is remarkable enough to be able to take in these raw materials and defend itself. It's just, you know, like a rebel said, just give me the bullets. I'll do my own fight. And so give your body all the 90 essential nutrients. And I get so many people who just are messed up with allergies. They become dysfunctional. And you get them on the 90 essential nutrients, get rid of some of the bad food, and guess what? All their allergies go away.
It's really amazing. And then from the food allergy in your stomach, it then triggers other allergies in the environment. And then it's just a chain reaction, a cascading reaction. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like how Beyond Tangy Tangerine and stuff tasted. I always liked the pollen burst when I first started using it. And then I developed, it was strange, in just a month, a taste for it. I have trouble. One daughter likes it. My son will drink it. The four-year-old hates it. How do I get the four-year-old to take the products?
Okay, very easy. What you do is you get a bottle of Cherry Mints, and it tastes like, as the name implies, cherry juice. And you put the Cherry Mints, which are the 77 certified organic plant minerals, with black cherry extract in it and 8 drops of apple juice per ounce. And you give them a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight twice a day. And you add that to their OsteoX Plus. It tastes like kind of a cherry's jubilee.
Exactly. So I give them cherry mints mixed with the OsteoFX. That's the answer.
Oh, yes, sir. That's the answer.
Could I mix it into their yogurt?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You mix it in with anything. It works well with just about anything. and a lot of people will add it to just their drinking water. I've had people add it to milk or other juices or anything. Or you can actually add the Cocogivity, which is a liquid chocolate. You can add that to the OsteoFX Plus and actually get a coconut chocolate drink. People like chocolate. You can make it as chocolate as you want by adding more of the liquid chocolate.
And all that is at InfoWarsTeam.com. In fact, for people out there that don't want to do it on the line, they can call and do it. And it can actually become, if you want, an InfoWars team member who actually answers the phones if you go through the process with us and get vetted and picked, because we have a great team at InfoWarsTeam.com. If you guys put the screen up there, it's 877-551-1301. 877-551-1301. I only promote what I believe in. And again, and now almost 2 years ago, time flies, Ted Anderson is like, hey, you ought to check this out. You know, my knee, I was going to have surgery. I went on the OsteoFX and other stuff. I'm better. And then it was, oh, yeah, my dad had Alzheimer's. And then he came back in 6 months on this, but the doctor said no. So we went off of it now, didn't know who he is. Okay, MD's God. And Ted allows me to tell that story so we can save others. But Ted's mom believes that, the guy, and I shouldn't even get into it. He said I could, but it just feels weird even talking about it. But then Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. It's not even advertised as weight loss. Then I lost 40-plus pounds. I mean, I was getting obese. And my mother was like, okay, I'll try it. She's done vitamins and stuff. She said, this is incredible. She's a triathlete. Swim further, run faster, bike faster. She said, she lost like 35 pounds. And I remember why I was even getting off into this. The point is, I promote what I believe in. But it's just amazing that the system obviously knows this but wants to keep it from people just so they can have us debilitated.
Well, yeah, they make their living, Alex, by having you sick. And that's when I ask my audiences, and I give my 300 free lectures a year, when do doctors make the most money, when you're well or when you're sick? They make money when you're sick, and there's no law requiring them to cure you when you're sick. Okay, and there's no law requiring them to teach you how to prevent diseases when there are preventions available. And so this is where, for our own protection, we need to know certain things. It's almost biblical. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, right? And so it's one of those things where just by a little bit of knowledge, be prepared. Again, if everybody were like yourself and me taking these things, I haven't been sick in 64 years. I have not been sick, Alec, in 64 years. And the only time I visited doctors is usually to their funerals. My wife saves me the obituaries when I come home. If it's timely, I visit their funerals and find out, they're 36 years old.
Briefly explain that. Why do you call your syndicated radio show Dead Doctors Don't Lie?
Well, Alex, because the average lifespan of medical doctors, according to their own survey, which came out in every medical journal in America, 1999, is 56. And why would you go to a group of people whose average lifespan is 56 to learn how to live to be 120 in a healthful way? And they're actually not.
By the way, the doctor that fixed my leg never got the pin out because he was 54 years old, looked completely healthy, did my surgery. 2 weeks later, had a heart attack. They said, well, he's gone down at the coast trying to get better. And I called back to take the pin out. Oh, he's dead. And I've seen that. Dentist, my dad knows, all are constantly dying. I mean, what is going on with these people?
Well, they know nothing about nutrition, and they exercise. And when you sweat out more than water. Sweat is not water. It's all of the nutrients floating around in your blood. So whatever you might accidentally get from your food is being sweat out. The harder you exercise, the more of these nutrients you sweat out. You drink water to rehydrate. There's no minerals in there. And you drink something, one of these energy drinks that have or sports drinks that have only two nutrients in it, that you're 88 short. And so we actually have a sports drink called Rebound that has all 100 nutrients in it, and it replaces everything you're sweating out. And I actually did 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 who died of cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is the sudden death that these athletes mostly die from. Some die from ruptured aneurysms, which is a copper deficiency. But most of them die suddenly from a cardiomyopathy heart attack, which is a selenium deficiency. And I'm the only guy who's ever done 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 10, published in international journals in both English and Chinese. So nobody can doubt it because, you know, they had referees that checked everything out. And these are the sort of things that we can prevent in kids by simply supplementing them with these nutrients. And this is from doing things that are healthy. Doctors play tennis, they play golf, they go to the gym, and they exercise, and they kill themselves by sweating out these nutrients, drinking water, and not supplementing. And so they died at 56.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I always see these guys run marathons and stuff, and they die. And I've even seen a few articles. They think it was a, you know, what's the stuff that's in bananas?
Oh, potassium deficiency?
Yeah, potassium.
Yeah. Well, actually, it could be water intoxication in that case. A lot of, I think we lose about 1,000 young athletes a year in the United States alone from water intoxication. They drink too much water in a short period of time, like they'll drink a gallon of water in 10, 15 seconds, and it dilutes out their blood potassium levels, and their heart will stop. When your potassium levels get too low, your heart will just stop. And if it doesn't get started again in 3 or 4 minutes, you're dead. Well, most of these things, because doctors are ignorant and they don't know about the selenium deficiency causing heart attacks, they make up things. And so as they ponder around, and they say, well, we know that 1,000 people a year die from potassium deficiency because of this water intoxication. So maybe that's it. And most of the cases where they really don't know is from a selenium deficiency. And I get people off the heart transplant list. Now, this is a hard one to believe, but I actually get people who are on 27 prescription drugs, Alex, have been on the heart transplant list for 3 to 5 years. They have congestive heart failure, the number one cause of heart death in America, which is caused by deficiency of a single vitamin, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease, all in the same patient, which is a selenium deficiency. They have coronary artery disease, which is caused by eating too many free radicals.
Well, here's an example. Here's an example. I swam almost 2 miles this morning. And on the way back, I went out to the lake. My calf locked up, got a Charlie horse in it. Think of the heart. It's beating your entire life. I mean, obviously, it runs out of the stuff it needs. You don't get a Charlie horse, you get a heart attack. What an incredible piece of equipment we've got. That my calves get Charlie horses, my heart never has.
Well, you're lucky. That calf getting a heart attack is a kind of a red warning light, which may mean that you need more calcium. So a guy your size, you'll want to be taking in at least, especially if you're running or swimming a lot, you need to take in 3 ounces of that Osteo FX Plus a day. I weigh 162, and I take in 2 ounces a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner, of the Osteo FX Plus, along with everything else. And so you'll need to, so that'll stop those calf cramps.
Yeah, I got to be honest. All I'm doing is Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the essential fatty acids with your little picture on it, and some Rebound sometimes when I work out, but pollen burst every day instead of coffee. And
I
need to make myself, yeah, but some days I forget. I almost do it all the time now. I've just never been into it. So it's really a chore to make yourself get used to that. You know, because I'll feel like, oh, I'm going to eat a big dinner and pig out. As long as I do some Tangy Tangerine right now, we're done with this interview, I won't even need dinner.
Yeah, what I do is I prepare everything the night before and have it set out for myself so it's ready in the morning. And that's been a ritual with me for 64 years. I prepare everything the night before. And if you add 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at dinner time, you'll never have another Charlie horse toe, foot, leg cramp.
Well, I was swimming pretty hard, too, because I just enjoy it. I'm not even an exercise nut, but I can't believe how much I do work out, and I don't look like Bruce Lee. I used to, though. I did about 10 years of not working out and got in the shape I'm in now, but we're back on that road. Well, listen, Dr. Wallach, thank you so much for all the time today. And I really appreciate you spending so much time. I know you've got to go. You've got to go give a speech here in just about 20 minutes or so. I know you. How many speeches a year do you give?
Up until last year, I was giving 300 free lectures a year, but it's going to be closer to 400 this year because of several days a week now I'm doing 3 lectures a day. That does not count the radio interviews.
No, you're a workhorse. You travel all over the world.
Well, the war is on, and if we're going to save America, we need more people like Alex Jones. And so I'm just so happy to be associated with you, and I'll support you in every way I can, because InfoWarsTeam.com, with the information you're putting out, we will be able to save America. And I just can't thank you enough for all you do.
Well, we're going to post this video and all your other interviews and material and your books, everything, are at InfoWarsTeam.com. Thank you, Dr. Wallach.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, sir.
All right. God bless you. Wow. That is a big show today. The globalist takeover of healthcare, all the other news. And then we had the filmmaker on about the communist real father of Obama. And now this information. This is real. This is important. And if you are not a member of InfoWarsTeam.com, it's called that for a reason. We sell, you know, the vitamins, the minerals, all of it discounted right there on the site. You pay 10 bucks and you get a discount on getting it. We got a free shipping deal there that's on the site as well. Got a lot of things that nobody else can offer there. But the most important point to all of this is that you become a member and then become a distributor. Because once you see the effects and realize this isn't hype, because I don't hype, folks. I'm all about reality. That's why I've been promoted a bunch of other stuff. I get offers literally every week to promote other products. Once you do that, and once you become a member, and once you see the effects, then you can sell others because you've had the effect. And then it's business for you in this faltering economy. So InfoWarsTeam.com. And one more time, there's a number on that site as well, 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. That's the InfoWars team, folks. We simply go through and see, you know, who likes it, who's been the most successful with it, who'd like to work with us, and they become part of the phone team. And you can also, you know, be part of it, being a distributor. InfoWarsTeam.com. Great job to the crew. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow night and back on the radio, 11 a.m. Central. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News, and I want to thank Dr. Wallach for joining me.